dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Thanks again for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business, presented by the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo 2019, which will be coming to the city of Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th. You can learn more about this, and we'll actually tell you a little more about this on the show later on, by going to usccexpo.com. Today, we're going to talk about enterprise company development. And for so, you know, there's a real rarefied air for some cannabises to make it to that point, but you should know about it. It's very important for you to learn about. And we're going to talk about compliance and overall credibility with anyone that wants to work with your business. Now, a company that offers that kind of help is one that we're going to talk to today called Green Check Verified. It's a regulatory compliance platform that verifies legal cannabis businesses and their transactions, facilitating sustainable relationships between those businesses and the financial institutions that wish to serve them. And here to tell us all about it is the president of Green Check Verified, Kevin J. Hart. Kevin, welcome.
Good morning, and thank you.
So how are the returns for the movie The Upside? I am only kidding. You know, you must get that a lot.
I do. And as I explained to everybody, I am his negative.
No worries.
He's short, I'm tall. He's in shape, I'm not. He's funny, I'm not. We could go on.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things we could put the comparisons. Anyway, Green Check Verified, we said. It's trying to solve what you've put in a lot of materials, quote, the biggest pain point in the entirety of the legal cannabis space, banking compliance. And I'll tell you, I've talked to so many businesses in the last few years where this has been an issue. I mean, it's been amazing going to the trade show floors, learning all the different alternatives that are out there. So it's either alternative methods, or there are people that are able to do, oh, we can do this kind of process, we can do this kind of payments, we can work with this kind of thing. But the idea of working with banks. Now, talk to me, Kevin, about the importance of banking compliance. Why those companies have chosen to stick to alternative methods, like I talked about, or handling their account and finances, why they should go ahead and consider a route like Green Check.
From the very beginning, we took the approach of working within the banking system, not around it. So as you mentioned, there are alternative approaches, but they actually don't satisfy the needs on both sides, what the requirements are, what the desired outcomes are for each side, the cannabis business and the financial institutions that wish to serve them. And so we knew that it wasn't just about the desire, it had to be about the ability to exhibit and demonstrate at the dollar level what compliance actually means from a cannabis business, and then how that translates into the financial system, the U.S. financial system. And we knew that if we took the approach of facilitating all of that through a agnostic platform, if you will, that made it very easy to do, that we would have something that the industry really needed. Now, that sounds a lot simpler than it is, and it took us 3 years to actually, design, develop, and formulate everything around our patent-pending technology to do that. But that's what we did, which is also why we're taking the enterprise class approach to this solution. We knew that as the industry matured, when we started this process, we were only talking about 13 states. Now we're in 30 plus, and we're in different markets. Yep. We knew we really had to take a longer view as to how this, we thought this was all going to play out. And it has developed. The market has developed as expected, as projected. The problem has only compounded itself. But you had to work with these two highly regulated, independent businesses that don't understand that much about each other and really don't have the methods to understand each other very well to the extent that they need to operate together. And so that was the approach that we took from the very beginning.
And
it's been fascinating.
We're going to talk about what things are being done in order to facilitate and foster that relationship, which has been very important. But it goes without saying, now we know what Green Check is meant to do, but let's talk about the obstacle that's in front of all these cannabis businesses and something that you are trying to tackle with Green Check. the Cannabis Banking Working Group, CBWG, which is chaired by California Treasurer John Chiang. They shared a study on cannabis banking feasibility this late last December 2018. It stated that cannabis's federal distinction as a Schedule I drug still prevents any banking solution, even if California were to establish a state bank. Now, for those that don't know, I want to always educate, inform, and engage the listeners here on Bunt Business. And by the way, if you ever want to engage with me, the host right here on the show, you can always go and email me. I'll give you my email address if you're interested, and make sure you put the subject Bunt Business in the heading. Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O at cannabisradio.com. Again, B-R-A-S-C-O at cannabisradio.com. You can email me there. And again, let's educate the audience here. Cannabis businesses can't get a bank account with a traditional bank, as financial institutions do not want to risk violating the Bank Secrecy Act and the USA Patriot Act. So, Kevin, talk to me about the main obstacles that still linger today so that the banks and cannabis businesses can work together, and what's being done about it that you know so far.
This is one of the most fascinating challenges within the industry is what is the legal standing for banks? And you can read different opinions, et cetera, in the words that are utilized. FinCEN has entered the financial FinCEN guidelines that were issued in 2014 are very clear as to what a financial institution needs to do if they're going to bank the financial industry. I mean, the cannabis industry, I apologize. So it's not that it's illegal. It's very complex. It's very expensive. And that's where the question of legality comes in, because if you violate the rules and regulations of Bank Secrecy Act, of the U.S. Patriot Act, of OFAC, of PEP, and all the other acronyms that are out there, AML, et cetera, well, then you are illegal. What a bank needs to be able to do, and what a cannabis company needs to be able to display, is compliance to all of those rules and regulations. The cannabis programs themselves are state-sanctioned. They're, for state-sanctioned business. You have state-chartered community banks and credit unions that are allowed to operate within the states and can bank those programs, provided they can exhibit the compliance. And that became the operational challenge, which then became the technical challenge to be able to prove that out. And what you have to be able to show is not only is this account that you're talking about, unless for frame of reference speak only of dispensaries, this dispensary is not only a state-sanctioned business, but every detail of the transactions that run through that satisfy what the bank requirements are, what the Treasury Department has said. And so that's where you have to monitor at the detailed dollar level that every sale outside of the point of sale satisfies the banking requirements. And that's what we built. And that's part of the three patent pending compliance rules engine segments that we have, where we're looking at those transactions in excruciating detail, not only as they apply to the state rules and regulations, but the banking requirements associated with it.
Excruciating is a fantastic word. No, there's a better Scrabble word than that. But we will talk a little bit after the break. I want to go ahead and talk about the paperwork and the kind of things that go into creating and being able to, I guess, reach that level of compliance and to adhere to it, as the case may be. Now, real quick before we go to break, GreenCheck Verified also helps cannabis businesses monitor and share their compliance history with banks. You also bridge credit unions. This is really important here. Credit unions and state chartered banks with compliant cannabis businesses. The idea being credit unions and state chartered banks are more likely to bank with cannabis businesses as they operate under different guidelines than nationwide banks. Now, your CEO, Kevin Hart, Kevin, you recently said that these two highly regulated industries might not otherwise know about each other without GreenCheck. So talk to me about how your company's been working to foster those kind of relationships with credit unions. I know that you've already done something like that so far. Fill me in on that.
Well, we did a test case in Connecticut, which is where we're located, and we work with the Credit Union League of Connecticut here, and because they represent all the member credit unions, instead of trying to attack each one individually and create an education process, we started at the league level. And they put us through a due diligence process of as a high risk vendor. And, you know, because we're talking about banking high risk accounts. So they put us through that process, and they actually have endorsed us to their members, the 70 plus credit unions in the state of Connecticut, that if you want to bank the cannabis industry, you can do so, provided you use a platform such as Green Check. We're the only ones that's in existence, and they endorsed us specifically. And that actually gives us the opportunity to take what is this pent-up demand nationally in every state where dispensaries and cannabis businesses, plant-touching businesses exist, because they're in dire need of bank accounts. And so we knew that on a state-by-state geographic basis, as we establish a relationship with a financial institution, and again, exhibiting the compliance that the financial institution was exceptionally comfortable with, that they in turn could bring on cannabis accounts, because we showed them the process of enhanced due diligence around the account onboarding process, and then the ongoing transactional monitoring and daily due diligence around all the financial activity within the cannabis business, all the way through to present to their examiners on the back end with all the reports that are required from FinCEN and bank guidance.
All right, so again, we're here with the president of Green Check Verified, Kevin G. Hart. We're going to go ahead and have more questions with him. I want to talk to you about some of the other alternative methods and just get your thoughts on those. The compliance issue, again, the kind of over-tiring, tedious paperwork you have to go through. We're going to talk about all that more with Kevin in just a moment. But first, you should be among the thousands of entrepreneurs, innovators, and consumers to convene at the Global Cannabis Industry's premier business event. That's the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. I should know. I was there last year for both shows. They're coming to Miami August 3rd and 4th, so just down the corner. The USCC Expo is committed to growing an ambitious and powerful community of cannabis advocates. Learn from industry thought leaders about the future of the cannabis market, gain insights on how the industry is evolving to meet the changing landscape, and hear from the pioneers and rule breakers that change the future simply by thinking differently. Now, join us for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo coming August 3rd and 4th inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. You can reserve your booth or sponsorship now, Kevin. I'm just kidding. Reserve your booth or sponsorship now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. That said, we'll roll to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Kevin Hart, the president of Green Check Verified here on Blunt Business. Kevin, there are some alternative methods that I have mentioned that are available to cannabis businesses. Some payment systems allow for cashless purchases in dispensaries by way of blockchain technology to aid customers in transferring funds to a merchant and bypass banking regulations. Some companies, we know, they are able to have you download an app and you link it to your checking account to make purchases. Meanwhile, the CBWG, which I mentioned before, which is, if for those of you that were just catching on now, the CBWG, Cannabis Banking Working Group, they said that in their cannabis banking feasibility report, they concluded that, quote, ultimately, the money needs to cross the network boundaries into traditional banks and payment processing systems, end quote. Do you come to that same conclusion, and what credence do you give to other options that cannabis businesses might take?
Well, I think, you know, I think you answered your question yourself there partially, you know, earlier on when you were talking about this and you said bypass banking regulations. Again, we've taken a very different approach where, you know, you need to work within the banking system. When you create up these alternative payment methods and they are working through the wire system and interstate, et cetera, those are definite no-nos as it relates to banking. Our goal from the very beginning has been, because still, you know, 80%+ of the commerce is still conducted via cash. It is the only recognized payment method for dispensaries under the FinCEN guidelines, is how do you monitor cash and make that available? As the rules evolve and electronic payments may come online at some point in time, we all believe it will be a when, not an if. But until that actually happens, you have to be able to help the cannabis businesses with all this cash. That is really the big problem. And when you're talking to state chartered community banks and credit unions, what's the one thing that they need? Low cost deposit dollars. They need cash. And so you have this pent up demand on both sides. You have to be able to facilitate that through compliance, which is the only way that you actually can do it. So again, you know, all those other solutions, there people are using them, and we don't like the vendor bash, but they are not an end-to-end horizontally integrated solution that satisfies the regulators for the cannabis businesses, the cannabis businesses themselves, the financial partners that want to work with them, and then the examiners on the back end. They all leave tremendous blind spots in the industry for one or more of the cohorts that are involved. And that's where the trouble begins. So that's where the view of compliance being expensive actually comes to light versus using compliance as a competitive weapon, something that actually comes with new business and new opportunity, regardless of what side of the equation that you sit on.
All right, I want to go into this, which is very important. The fact that there has been some headway that's been done so far in terms of banking compliance, because some banks are actually, and this is really interesting that we're actually seeing a little bit of this, where banks are communicating and working with cannabis businesses. Now, there's a recent LA Times article that wrote the following, quote, currently very few banks and credit unions accept marijuana-related businesses as customers, even though they are legally allowed to, according to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. God, these government agencies, there's too many of them. Treasury has provided guidance to banks. Am I right? Treasury has provided guidance to banks and credit unions, advising them that handling such businesses is legal. But the guidance doesn't effectively address the core reason many banks won't deal with customers in the marijuana trade. Expensive and onerous, what great words, onerous paperwork required from the banks about such customers under anti-money laundering, God, that sounds evil, anti-money laundering regulations, end quote. So, Kevin, how does Green Check help those companies intimidated by the paperwork?
This really comes to the one of the key values that we deliver for both sides. So, as part of the compliance rules engine in verifying all the individual transactions, we're ingesting all this data that's available from a point of sale or seed to sale system. But aside from just the verification, it then presents that data to the dispensary owner to let them know what was verified and is available for deposit with the financial partner that they're working with. But on the financial partner's back end, again, when you're talking about community banks and credit unions, they don't have large staffs of bank secrecy people, chief risk officers, chief compliance officers. They don't have the muscle memory necessary to fill out limited SARs, the currency transaction reports that are associated with this industry, how to create all those filings and timely and do that, because dispensary owners are showing up with a Excel spreadsheet, which is paper-based, duffel bags full of cash, and say, here's my cash. I'm a compliant dispensary business. The state says so. Will you please open my account? There's no visibility. And that's what we actually give all the financial institutions, this incredible visibility that they don't have in any other systems associated with any of their commercial accounts they have today. Now, we don't do the work for the bank. What we do is we present it to them and we let them know what the verified sales were to the rules and regulations up against the guidelines that they have to operate under, and say, you can actually take these cash deposits in and it will satisfy your examiner. Now, you still have to do the homework, but what we do is, as they go through and verify them, we auto-populate and auto-create all the reports necessary for them. Oh. We further create a full dashboard individually for all their cannabis accounts, timely calendars and reminders of based upon actual activity that goes through, so they can never miss a filing, miss a date. And further, when the examiners do come in, the people, the staff within the bank, they essentially can turn the keyboard around and say, here is every single detail that you will need to understand, not only about the account opener, the account itself, and all the activity within the time frame that we talked about, including all the details associated with every individual report we have filed, all on a timely basis. That is how you bank the cannabis industry. That's the problem we have solved.
That's some heavy lifting you're taking off of people. And I'll tell you, for anybody listening in the audience, if you're a cannabis business, you know, not for nothing, I could, if I was in your shoes or anybody else's, I would want to go and deal with that. And like you said, it is tedious, onerous, and the whole idea is it's cumbersome, it's repetitive, and it's just, I mean, like you said, to know what to do to comply with the banks, for you not to having to go ahead and communicate with the banks and go through that whole hassle. Less stress, the heavy lifting taken off of you. That's a great service there that you're offering, the fact that you can take all that off of them, because that's what everybody wants. They want to be able to just say, okay, just what, it doesn't matter what I have to do. Just tell me what I needed to be compliant. That's almost like, just do what you got to do. Whatever you need to do, there you go. And that's left in your hands. Capable hands.
And what we further do is we take that information and we not only let them know what was verified, but in the instance where transactions weren't verified, the mistakes happen, right?
Right.
You know, staff training, you know, product mix up, conversion, etc. Because we have the compliance rules engine as part of within the dispensary operations, there's a full dashboard that goes back to the dispensary management team and ownership team and lets them know where that problem occurred and lets them know what the corrective action is, down to the detailed rules and regulation that may have not been followed to the letter of the law. And so what that does is it actually increases their opportunities to improve their operations internally, because compliance is profitability in many, many ways, right? And so when the regulators show up within a dispensary, you want to be able to exhibit your compliance, not just talk about it. Here's all the information. So dispensary owners, when they see this and how it helps enhance their operations, they love it.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent. You're going to hear. Now, continue from that same LA Times article. They write, as cannabis has become legal in more places, the number of suspicious activity reports filed by banks has mushroomed. About 3 million such reports were filed in 2017, more than double that was filed in 2010. So there's no way for sure of how many of these additional 1.7 million suspicious transactions, though the extra double that involved cannabis, since information contained in the filings is secret. So it's the fact that they even tell you and disclose that it could be cannabis related or not, that's not good. I don't like that. That's being done like that. So it puts, you know, a little bit of that cloud over cannabis industry when it comes to banks and cannabis business owners working together. So talk to me about how Green Check can help companies avoid those kind of reports.
Well, we actually don't want to help avoid those kind of reports. What we want to be able to do is help the financial institutions file them and file them properly. So, you know, there are very specific guidelines under FinCEN, again, as to what type of SAR reports need to be filed for any cannabis-related business. And because we're talking about compliant cannabis-related businesses, we really want this, the industry in totality, to come out of the dark ages, or, you know, the shadows, right? They're compliant businesses. They should be afforded the same opportunity to have a commercial banking relationship as anybody else. But because of all the rules and regulations and the complexity and the cost and the expense associated with it, nobody's been able to figure out how to do that. And I think we've solved that problem, and we create and foster those relationships. But we want those, we want the financial institutions to file the reports, because, you know, the minute you start, you know, hiding and you start running afoul of what compliance is, well, we're going to go backwards here in this industry instead of going forward. So there are very specific reports published on a quarterly basis by FinCEN that talk about the number of SARs that were filed related to the cannabis industry. And on average, every quarter, 25% of the filings are termination SARs, because a financial institution has decided they can't absorb the risk. They don't like the ratio of deposits to their concentration of other deposits, et cetera. They can't exhibit compliance. And so, you know, we'd like to be think, and we think we will, and we've proven this with external examiners that have looked at the product, that we'll be able to shift that tide of numbers too.
Now, give me the name of the organization you're hyphenating right there, the organization that you were citing from? FinCEN?
FinCEN? Financial Criminal Enterprise Crimes Enforcement Network. I apologize. Crimes Enforcement Network.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about before. I wanted to make sure that was kind of clarified there. But I appreciate that. Oh, now, before we go to our next break, banks, we know, will one day have to face the question of whether state and local governments, which receive tax revenue from cannabis, should be subjected to reporting or debanking. In 2019, Colorado is expected to surpass $1 billion in total government revenue, you're welcome, from marijuana since it began legalizing and taxing the industry in 2014, I said defiantly. Where do you see any possible changes to correcting this growing issue, Kevin?
Well, you know, the goal here has been, and you referenced California earlier, and yes, you know, looking at state banks and other banks do this. You know, our goal has been that any bank that wants to bank the cannabis industry should be able to, just as anybody who wants to open a compliant cannabis business should be able to. And that's where we've seen that mushrooming growth on both sides, way less so on the banking side. And so, you know, as states look at the different rules and regulations, and they have their charters, especially associated with, you know, being able to prove the tax revenue, we think the states are going to be looking at their financial partners, the community banks and credit unions, to make sure that the industry is banked. California is a great example, not picking on them, love the state, but the sales in California have been far greater than anybody expected in 2018, yet the tax collection has been, you know, under 20%, as low as 19% was one report I saw. Reason being, if the money never hits the banks, it's never going to hit the tax department. It's never going to hit revenue services. Nobody raises their hand and pays more taxes than they have to. And so we think by helping the cannabis industry become bankable, we actually in turn help the state actually meet some of these revenue forecasts that they see. Colorado's collected a lot of money. How much money has Colorado left on the table? That's the real question.
Very true. Very true. All right. So, again, we're going to be back with final questions with Kevin J. Hart, president of Green Check Verified, after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals, want to gain some new leads, make genuine business connections, and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are kicking off in Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix in January. Register today using the promo code CannabisRadio20, all spelled in caps as one word, CannabisRadio20, to take 20% off at thecannabisindustry.org/events.
Sponsorship opportunities are available. Register today at thecannabisindustry.org/events.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're wrapping things up here on Blunt Business with Kevin G. Hart, president of Green Check Verified. Now, there are solutions that are on the table to resolve the issues of regulatory compliance that we were speaking with here with Kevin today on the program. One option that's here, which is nice, right? We've gone through a full gamut, I think, Kevin, of identifying the problem, finding out what things are going on in between of the real connection between banking and the cannabis business owners to get things together to create that compliance so they can have a foster relationship. So let's talk about solutions. So a solution of possible regulatory compliance could be the Treasury Department, which has the regulatory pen. They could simply exempt banks from reporting on state-licensed marijuana businesses. Another option would be to exempt state and local governments from any filing as a result of depositing tax revenue from this industry. Bank regulators who examine institutions for compliance should clarify the process for both serving cannabis firms for dealing with existing customers who do business with those firms. What do you say about those two solutions?
I think it's a great question, and it's one that we get positioned in front of us a lot as terms to our long-term viability. And my answer remains the same, and it just grows with greater conviction. You know, there is stories today about activity in Washington around this. The challenge is that the cannabis business nationwide is still 5, 8, 10 times greater than what we're seeing through these state compliance sales. Numbers of $80 to $100 billion in annual cannabis sales, and today in compliance sales we're talking about $10 billion. I do not see, and other people agree with me on this, under any circumstance, under any scenario, that the Treasury Department, regardless of what FDA does with Schedule One, that the Treasury Department is going to simply green light banking, because that means the $80 billion in illicit sales that occur today is just going to flow into the U.S. financial system. That is just not going to happen.
No.
And so what we believe and what we've built into this system is the ability to scale up through technology additional rules and regulations, because when the rules change, there will be more rules. We are talking Washington. Love them for what they are. We all scorn them for what they're not. But we know there's going to be more rules and regulations. That puts us in an exceptional position to be the category-defining solution to help additional banks that will want to enter the market, because they're going to see that opportunity. You still have all the rules and regulations of sales that will be associated with this. You still have more rules associated with banking, because the federal government also wants their excise tax. Now you have layers of taxes, which will have to be accounted for by banks. Regulations, compliance, and making sure that black market cash, illicit cash, doesn't enter into the system are only going to be amplified. So we think that will be an accelerator for our platform when that occurs. And split house, split Congress, everything else right now, we think that's still going to take some time.
Wonderful. All right. So that's honest, you know, answer there, just to say, we just have to see what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, you have the government involvement in anything. For me, it's just like, it's just an endless, hopeless, you know, wild goose chase to nowhere. Just to me, but maybe we can at least keep hope and keep things positive. But in the meantime, I think we should send listeners over to your website. We should let people know how they can go ahead and check out what you would ask the listeners to do. Take a few seconds here to go ahead and talk to our listeners and tell us about Green Check Verified, what they should do when they go to the website, where they should go. Tell us what you would like them to do if they're interested.
Well, the website is greencheckverified.com. I invite anybody to actually go look at it. If you're a plant-touching business and you've struggled with getting a bank account, or you have a bank account today that's very limiting in terms of the services they provide, or if you feel the fee structure is too high, contact us. If you're a financial institution and you're interested in learning more about how you can bank the cannabis industry, do likewise. There's a segment on there that's educational for banks and financial institutions. I also will say we're active in a seed round raise right now. So we're seeking strategic investors to help us. We've done one raise already. And, you know, as we gear up for our national launch, we're in conversations in 15 different states with banks and credit unions in those states, and a corresponding number of dispensary accounts. You know, this has all been part of our strategic plan coming into 2019, where our launch would be. Because again, we've been in stealth mode for 3 years as we built up the entire company. So I've been fortunate in being able to hire and attract some exceptional minds on both sides of the challenge here, from the cannabis side of the house, people that actually wrote rules and regulations and defined state programs, to people that were senior examiners for the Federal Reserve and have all the alphabet soup of credentials at the back end of their name for compliance. And we have vetted this process endlessly over the last 3 years before we wrote the first line of code. And then we hired a crackerjack, amazing team of engineers, and we've started our pilots and we're geared up for national launch. So we have a lot of activity going on here. And when we look at the cannabis industry, we sit at the biggest revenue part of the funnel. Every dollar has to be banked at some form or fashion. Right. We solve the biggest challenge for the cannabis industry, which is banking, undeniably. And that presents us the greatest revenue opportunity, hence the enterprise class solution that we built that we know will carry this industry forward and will be a very valuable, sustainable execution go-to-market strategy for us.
Well said, Kevin. I'll tell you, you're offering a great benefit for those out there. Please keep us up to date about what happens with all the relationships you're creating with all the credit unions that you're working with around the country. We'd love to get an update on that and be able to pass that along to our listeners.
Yeah, I certainly will. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. So again, we've been speaking with Kevin J. Hart, the president of Green Check Verified. You can learn more at greencheckverified.com. Now, again, before we go and close out the show, I do implore all of you, if you want to be one of the thousands of entrepreneurs, innovators, and consumers that want to be at one of the global cannabis industry's premier business events, then you absolutely should be at the premier business event for the global cannabis industry, the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, coming August 3rd and 4th inside the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Miami. We're going back there again this year. We'll have a lot of great sessions, and if you want to really have input into what will be in the sessions, if you want to speak at the show, you want to exhibit, you want to go and get your own booth, you want to sponsor the show, whatever you want, everything you can find out is over at our website, usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Of course, I'll be there, and of course, everybody from Cannabis Radio will be there as well. We hope you'll join us there in August in Miami. Thanks for joining us here on the show. You can download past episodes, including this one, of Blunt Business by going to CannabisRadio.com or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.